It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete Sweeney, congratulations to your Los Angeles Rams.
Thank you. They are the Rams, formerly of my state right now, of Missouri, which I don't know on the other side of the rock, as you would say, if they're as thrilled for the Rams getting this done in Los Angeles. But that's just a sub-storyline. I think of what Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp and the Rams defense especially was able to do in the face of the greatest quarterback in the AFC, the young phenom Joe Burrow with the ball in his hands, can't get it done. I'm not happy about that. I'm just happy for the Rams, RJ.
You know, Pete, you sound like the rest of us when the Chiefs lost. You know what I mean? Like you're like allowed to sort of revel in somebody else's pain and misery. Misery, by the way, a great song by Maroon 5, and the audio from it is sometimes used to describe the state of Missouri. I'm sure you've seen those TikToks floating around. And so, yeah, Joe Burrow wasn't enough. I don't know who was enough except for Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald. Those were kind of the driving forces for the Rams. Even, you know, like Jalen Ramsey, kind of a so-so game. Joe Burrow had a nice moment. T. Higgins had a nice touchdown. But it was just, you know, it's a Super Bowl. And sometimes they can be a little bit boring. Not every single one of them can be a classic. Not every one of them can have an incredible last-second game-winning drive. It kind of felt like we were going to get that a little bit there at the very end. But Aaron Donald had other plans. And so for the first time as the Los Angeles Rams, this franchise has won the Super Bowl. It's their second overall, Pete. Obviously, they won it back in 1999, the greatest show on turf. A reminder, just so everybody knows, that the Rams have literally won the Super Bowl as two different franchises since the Dallas Cowboys last appeared in an NFC Championship game. But, you
know, make sure we bring in the Cowboys. Let them be bygones. That's right.
Matthew Stafford gets his crowning moment. Sean McVay gets his coronation. Now, Pete Sweeney, if you thought we've heard nothing but Patrick Mahomes for the last few years, it's going to be all about the 36-year-old whiz kid and the all-in mentality of the Rams. We are in for the longest offseason of all time.
When you're thinking about Super Bowl meaning, you think about this, and it's Cooper Kupp. And how he is by far the best, I would say, not only wide receiver in the league, but just flat out weapon in the league. If you noted on the broadcast, there was a key fourth down play where it ended up being an end around. And if you heard, you know, I heard something after the game with Maurice Jones-Drew, and he said that, you know, this was a play that was typically designed for Robert Woods that they hadn't really run with Kupp. And so in this big moment, you know, you talk about his receiving skills and how he's got this thing with Matt Stafford, Mahomes-esque with the no-look pass in a key moment as well, and to figure out, okay, this ball's coming to me, and just to be ready for it. But I thought that end-around was a key play in this game. And I think it's just under-talked about. And like his statistics with Goff, if you really look at it, in 19, 1,100 yards and the 10 touchdowns, 1,165 yards from scrimmage. Then in 2020, over 1,000 yards from scrimmage again. This is with Jared Goff. And then, you know, we do play Madden GM a lot of times in the offseason where you're like, okay, if we, you know, give Cooper Kupp an upgraded quarterback, he's going to explode. And like, we just assume that that's going to happen. But then, you know, they gave Cooper Kupp a good quarterback and he had 1947. And then I want to lift this from Peter King in his excellent column that he does for NBC Sports. This was his point on it, and I just completely agree, and I just think it's such a good point. He said, I can't get over the Bucks, Niners, and Bengals, and especially after the Odell injury, knowing the Rams were laser-focused on getting the ball to Cooper Kupp in three tight games, and this is what he did. 28 catches, 417 yards, and 5 touchdowns. You know, I always try to relate it to my coverage in Kansas City, and we're like, if teams stop Travis, Kelce, and Tyreek Hill, the big weapons, who's next? It's like, people try to stop this guy and they cannot do it. And you know, you talk about how Aaron Donald is better than everybody at his position, and it's by so much. I think you can make the case for Cooper Kupp. I know, and a lot of times we'll say Davante Adams is the best receiver and weapon. Is he? No, it's this guy. It's Cooper Kupp, and I think it's well deserved that he got the MVP despite your complaint, RJ.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.